following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Good morning, Refuge. I have a special guest with me today, Miss Skylar Barthold. Did I pronounce it right?
Yes, you did. That was pretty good.
Nice. usually we do a devotion or something like that, but this time I was thinking we do Testimony Tuesdays because I heard Skylar's testimony, and was it like a Wednesday night or something after everybody was packing up?
No, I actually think it was like a Sunday after service.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think you're right. Anyways, it totally blew me away, and I just want to pass it along to you. And if you could, please share with the good people of Refuge just the wonderful things that God's done for you.
Oh, wow. I guess the way to start it would kind of give context. I think that's my favorite thing to do, is to give context to things. And in the beginning, my parents divorced when I was 11. And from then on, I had become my brother's parent. And so when I was a sophomore in high school, I was actually put in a hotel by my dad with $20 a week to raise them. And so I'd like skip classes to go get groceries
for them. You say sophomore in high school. How many years ago was that?
Oh, I don't know. I graduated in 2016. I'm 23.
Okay.
So a minute.
Okay.
But eventually my court-appointed attorney had said, you know, a week before school was going to start, my senior year of high school, to transfer me to live with my dad in Vermont. And I did that for about 2 years. And my dad moved back in February, and my stepmom and I packed up the whole house. We were going to move with him. And a month before we were going to move, she decided to let me know that my dad and her don't want me to be a part of their family anymore. And I had, at this point, no contact with my mom. And so I had a month to find an apartment or be homeless in the middle of winter. So that was super interesting. And you know, the Lord is so good in the fact that He always provides. And my stepmom's mom's sister's new remarried husband. So if you can keep track with that, that's awesome. I'm proud of you. but he actually had a duplex, and I ended up renting upstairs and having a roommate. And that, unfortunately, you know, was when I realized that when growing up, I had to be a parent and I was never able to be a kid and learn certain etiquettes and just the way of life. And so a lot of things came flooding and I didn't understand how to live. And I started to get into really bad habits. I actually ended up starting to have a really big problem with alcohol, which actually led me to being sexually abused. And that, in that moment, I feel like it's so easy to look at things like that and be like, oh, why, Lord? Why did you let this happen? And I think one of the beautiful things about understanding the way that the Lord works is that there is a way that we don't understand things. There are God's mysteries. And I find that I needed to go through something like that to bring me to my breaking point, to be able to know that I needed Him and only Him to get through it. And so I actually ended up really getting involved in marijuana. And so at this point, I was just a couch potato. I was just like living in this state of mind where I was just completely empty inside. I was just a broken vessel, and anything put in would just pour out because of all the holes. And I ended up calling my mom actually called me the day that my mom was told that my dad gave my mom the divorce agreement on Valentine's Day. It's the day that I watched my grandmother's life leave her eyes. And it's the same day, and these are all different years, that my mom called me. And I was living in Vermont, and I answered the phone, and I said, and you know, it was like a 5-minute empty conversation. It was just like, hi, how are you? I'm good. What's up? like, you know, super quick 5-minute phone call. And it actually led me to calling my old best friend. And I started calling my old best friend more often. And she ended up being that person I'd call, like, when I'd go home drunk. And, like, there's so many times where I'm, like, surprised that I'm even alive, honestly. And that ultimately led, like, within 2 months, I packed up every single thing in my house that I was renting, and it actually all ended up going to landfill. So all of my materialistic items, is they're all in the garbage now. And I moved to Huntington Beach with a duffel bag and a backpack, and I ended up sharing a room with this girl. And I realized that she changed as I changed, you know, within this time period. And she was into, I don't know if you guys know what, like, astral projection is. And she did, like, a lot of, like, demon worship and a lot of, like, really crazy dark things. And across the street, so it's like a little cul-de-sac, actually on Bolsa Chica and Heil. And that's where my old best friend, Dolan, he lived. And my old friend Dolan, who I knew of in high school, so we weren't actually super close, and the window that I would look out of looked right into his window across the street. And we became friends, and he was dating this girl, Caroline, and Caroline and I became really good friends, and I started to distance myself from the girl that I was living with. And Dolan and Caroline invited me to go to church, and I started to go to church, and I, you know, was like, oh, I've done this before. My mom, she used Christianity as, she used Christianity in a way where she would look good in front of the courts. So I never really understood what it means or what it means to truly, like, give your life to the Lord and understand what Jesus did and the severity of, like, wow, like, I am a sinner and he, by his grace, has saved me before I was even created. I think that is absolutely beautiful. Mm. And to understand that, like, I was like, oh yeah, I've, you know, gone to church. I do the spiel. I, you know, I sing along. And it took me a moment to understand what it really meant. And I ended up being in a car with a friend, and they said, a Halloween night, actually, they were like, have you even been doing your devotionals? And I was like, you know, not being saved mentally, I was like, well, yeah, sure, yeah, I have. And it's like, no, I have not. I absolutely not. So actually, I opened my Bible that night and was like, I fell to my feet in humility of, like, wow, Lord, like, you have been through this whole process standing by my side, and I have completely rejected you. And it's like, I couldn't even understand. Like, it's like, wow, like, you have protected me through this all and have been faithful through it all. And I look back in my life and I'm like, wow, he was right there. And, you know, there was a moment when I was in my deep depression state that, like, I would create art. I actually used to sell art, and I created, like, 26 paintings and used to sell them, and they were just full of depression, and they were like, now they're in these people's homes and they, like, just feel so, like, negative, and I feel so bad. But now I'm the children's ministry art teacher, and I get to just pour out my love for Jesus with these kids and get to see them have these, like, aha moments with, like, deep rooted, like, thinking, like, art projects that I have them do. We actually just did the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and I had them have a plate, and I had them draw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and then I had them put 3 pieces of tape down and then another piece of tape down. And I was like, okay, turn it up 10 times. And they took red, orange, and yellow markers, and they just, like, scribbled over all of it. And then it's like, okay, peel back the tape, and it's like, they're untouched.
Yeah.
And I want them to be able to understand scripture visually through art and through their own hands. And, you know, I see that, like, me being sexually abused, it's like, wow, the Lord uses that for me to be able to reach other people that have gone through this, because we all are part of one body and we're all, like, you know, like, my hand is connected to my foot in some way, but, like, they don't, you know, they do different things. You know, I use my feet to walk, I use my hands to write, my feet can't write, you know, and so it's, like, really cool to be able to be used in some way, and know that it's the Lord's way, and it's special to Him. And I think if I can share any verse, and my Bible, I'm so apologize, so sorry, it's very... This is, Shadi likes to say that this is, like, the best thing ever. It's
so,
like,
yeah, before you share the verse. So, I've known Skylar for a little while. And what I know about her is she's always positive, always smiling. Nathan's saying hi, right? Nathan's over here. Just a second ago, Nathan was talking about how, you know, Skylar, I always love your energy. You know what I mean? Like, so... No offense, but I just thought, like, you've had this, like, perfect life. Nothing bad has happened to you. Everything is great. So she's telling me her testimony, and it's like, oh, I can't believe it. No way. And, you know, you're saying sexually abused, but it's a little bit more serious than just sexually abused at like the office or something.
No, so, I was.
Yeah.
A person had given me a phone call and was like, hey, we're having this party, you should come join. And I was like, you know, obviously already having alcohol issues, so I came drunk, and he actually brought me into the basement, and his cousin was there, and he was like, oh yeah, people are coming. And then suddenly I'm waking up absolutely naked, just, you know, and understanding, like, just bits and pieces and remembering bits and pieces. But no, this was absolute sexual abuse. This was rape.
So I'm hearing that. And then I'm also hearing how your parents didn't want you.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just your parents. It was also, like, the friends you were living. You just kept getting kicked out of every place.
Yeah. My friend's mom, she woke me up and she was like, hey, you need to get out of the house before Chris comes home, her husband. She's like, you just aren't friends with our daughter anymore, and we just don't feel like it's good for you guys to live with each other. So, yeah.
So I remember asking her, like, how? Like, how are you still on your feet, let alone how are you smiling and so full of energy? And, you know, she was like, well, it's the Lord. And she starts pulling out her Bible to give me a verse. And seriously, like, dear Lord.
Oh,
so apparently, my notes. There's pages that don't fit in the Bible, but, like, can you see this? Like, so what do they say that, you know, if you have a Bible, if you have a Bible that's falling apart, it probably belongs to somebody whose life isn't falling apart.
I super glued it like 3 times.
And I love what God has done. I love how God has restored the years that the locusts have eaten.
Yeah.
I love how you are so incredibly out of control, dependent on Him.
Yeah,
and that's where the joy is coming from.
It's only Him.
I totally ruined her Bible now. It's all over.
It's okay.
You're gonna have to start all over.
Oh, I'm actually, you know, I do this thing where I write the top of the chapter so I know where it goes.
Nice.
Because this actually happens on a daily basis.
Nice.
So
you had a Bible verse for us.
Yeah, and I think actually I have something that I kind of, like, thought of in my head that I want to share before I share this. And it's Paul's past didn't disqualify him from serving God. Mm. God's mercy and grace were enough to cover his past and enable him to serve God. We should never feel like our past makes us unable to be used by God. And this is something that this verse really speaks to me about. And then also there's no reason why, if you've gone very far in sin, there's no reason you should not go equally far in usefulness and in faith. And so,
preach. Good.
The verse that I want to share is from 1 Timothy. I'm going through Paul's letters. I'm actually pausing and I'm going through Luke's book of the Bible, Acts, right now, which is awesome. But in 1 Timothy, 12, it's, well, 1 through 12. Oh my gosh, wow. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. And I go till verse 17. It says, I thank him who has given me strength, Christ Jesus our Lord, because he judged me faithful, appointing me to his service. Though formerly I was a blasphemer, persecutor, and insolent opponent, I received mercy because I had acted ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord overflowed for me with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. This saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. But I received mercy for this reason, that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display his perfect patience and as an example to those who are to believe in him for eternal life. To the King of the ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever, ever. Amen. And I love that. Amen. It's like, I love too that he's talking about how, like, he was this person. I mean, for those who don't know, like, Paul used to kill Christians, you know, and now he literally calls himself an apostle. Like, yeah. He is teaching Titus and Timothy how to be leaders. That is incredible that the Lord, you know, he doesn't say, oh, like, you used to kill people who followed me, and you used to, like, tell people, like, not to believe in me and led people away from the faith. And it's like, no, use your story to bring people to my faith,
yeah,
to have faith in me. And it's like, that's what I want to be able to do, especially with the kids that I work with. And be able to, you know, I had a little kid. They asked me so many weird questions. And I had a kid, actually, your daughter, Michelle.
Yeah.
she
does know.
We're talking about Jesus and us in the art room on Wednesday nights. And I was talking about how I love my God-given family. So I have the family that I've been born with, that the Lord used to get me to where I am today, but I have a new family, the Richards. You have a shout out. I have that family that has completely taken me in. Actually, a part of the story that I didn't share about my testimony was Caroline. Not only did she lead me to the Lord, but when I was kicked out of my best friend's house, Caroline literally called her mom and said, can Skylar come live with us? And mind you, I, like, barely knew Caroline at this point. And, like, I live with her family to this day. She doesn't even live there anymore. She's married and gone off. But it's such a blessing to be able to see God's faithfulness. And but your daughter asked me, you know, like, why I don't live with my real parents. And I was like, oh, gosh, how do I say this? I'm like, you know, because it's hard when we talk with kids about certain things. And I was like, you know, I'm not going to lie, because I think that that's wrong, especially, like, with kids, because, like, when they ask questions, like, they genuinely are asking. And I said, unfortunately, you know, my parents don't believe in the Lord, but the Lord has blessed me with a beautiful home that believes in the Lord and has helped me with my growth and the love that I have for the Lord. And she's like, oh, okay. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah, so God is good all the time.
Amen. He really is. Yeah. Skylar, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me blabber. Yeah. Blabber on.
Yeah. No blabbering at all. It was all good. And I'm sure we're going to get a lot of responses and just to see just how many people you've blessed with your testimony.
Yeah.
Yeah. God is good.
To be used. Yeah. God is good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel, Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart. Set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that lies.